world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs. You need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am a certified holistic nutritionist. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. Today we're talking about cholesterol. You've heard it said that HDL is good cholesterol and LDL is bad cholesterol. This is wrong. There is no good and bad cholesterol. HDL and LDL aren't even cholesterol. How about that? HDL stands for high-density lipoprotein. It's a protein. It's a carrier protein that carries cholesterol. LDL is low-density lipoprotein, or the HDL is going to the liver, the LDL is coming from the liver. Now, you may want to refer back to the show I did on heart disease, because I talked about cholesterol in the arteries, and cholesterol in the arteries is there because you're eating fried foods and oils in a bottle, and these cause damage and inflammation to the arteries, and the cholesterol is just there to protect the arteries. It's not the cause of heart disease, but go back and check out that show. Of course, doctors will prescribe statin drugs to prevent heart disease, but I got a question for you. How can you sell a lot of drugs? The answer is you take a number that is normal and say that it is not normal and then sell a drug to lower that number. What am I talking about? Cholesterol numbers. Doctors say around 200. They like it around 200 and below. This is not normal. Normal is 220 to 270. And even medical doctors a long time ago used to say that too. Doctors only know what drug companies tell them, so it's not completely their fault. The statin industry is in 2012 was worth $29 billion. In 2014 is worth $100 billion, with Lipitor alone being worth $140 billion over its lifetime. Where did this demonization of fats and cholesterol start? It started with Wilhelm Norman. He developed a product that would become Crisco, and he designed it to be a diesel engine submarine lubricant. He sold it to a British soap manufacturer to sell it as a soap, but since this is 1914 and most people made their own soap, they ended up selling the patent to Procter & Gamble, and they decided to sell it as Crisco, as a healthy alternative for cooking and replacing lard and butter. Ansel Keys, who was on the board of Procter & Gamble and on the American Heart Association board, got Procter & Gamble to pay the American Heart Association $1.7 million in 1948 to demonize fat and cholesterol so they could sell oils and Crisco as a healthy alternative. And there you have it. Everything you've been told about cholesterol was based on a lie. Even Time magazine came out and said scientists labeled cholesterol the enemy, but they were wrong. How can we know that they're wrong? Take the Inuit Eskimos, for example. Their cholesterol runs from 300 to 500. And it's because they eat whale meat and whale blubber, seal meat, seal blubber, bear meat and bear fat. I mean, it's red meat and fats. It's what the Inuit Eskimos live on. They don't have fruits or grains or vegetables. It's just animal fats and meats. And they don't get heart disease. How about that? And here's something else your doctor didn't tell you. Statins increase the risk of diabetes by 46%. That's not me. This is an article called Statins Linked to Raised Risk of Type 2 Diabetes from WebMD. WebMD says that. Not only that, but statins block the body's production of coenzyme Q10, which nobody doubts is incredibly important for the heart. But statins help reduce heart disease. Yeah, right. The evidence is weak, if there's any at all. Cholesterol is incredibly important, so important that your liver makes it. The sex hormones are made from cholesterol. Vitamin D is made from cholesterol. Your brain is 75% by weight cholesterol. And herein lies the link to Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's kills 72,000 people a year, and it's a cholesterol deficiency. 95% of the brain affected by Alzheimer's is made from cholesterol. It's not caused by tau protein or amyloid plaque. This is the result of the disease, not the cause. When the brain runs out of cholesterol, it can't maintain itself, so it puts whatever it can there instead, which is the plaques. Just to maintain a healthy cholesterol, I recommend, and Dr. Wallach recommends, 6 eggs per day per 100 pounds of body weight. And if I was dealing with a brain issue, such as Alzheimer's, I would eat as many eggs as I could stand to eat per day, even up to 25 eggs a day, just because the brain loves eggs. The egg is such a superfood. It contains all of the nutrients to build a baby chicken. Isn't that amazing? It also has a lot of fat and protein. The brain loves fat because it's made from fat. But I also want to mention that there are other kinds of dementias, and normally the doctor will just label the dementia Alzheimer's because insurance pays more for that versus the other kinds of dementia. And I should do a show in the future talking about the different types of dementia and talk about what deficiencies cause those dementias. So to recap, low cholesterol numbers were designed to sell statin drugs, and the demonization of saturated fats and cholesterol were designed to sell Crisco. Normal cholesterol is 220 to 270. Just look at the Inuit Eskimos who had even higher cholesterol and didn't have heart disease. And support the brain by eating eggs. And as always, include the 90 essential nutrients, because vitamin E and the essential fatty acids in the Healthy Body Star Pack are also very important in the brain, along with the other nutrients. And to see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes, and you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab. So this is Brian Showalter signing out. We'll see you next time.
The Freedom From Pharmacy podcast is owned by Easy Way LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.